CD tonight. Amen. I didn't start it last night. I was like, I got to start the CD. And then I decided I'd put some voice up here for Brother Richard. Amen. That was nice for me to unmute him.
Yeah.
Amen. Sister Lindsay paid me extra to keep him muted a while. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to have everyone.
Amen.
I know we had said at the very beginning how fast this is going to go. We are already at the close of the first week right here. Say, preacher, well, we've got a whole nother week to go. Don't worry, it's going to go twice as fast. It always does. You know, it amazes me. There's many preachers that when I tell them that we have a two-week revival, they're like, oh, man, praise the Lord. Is God really anything? I was like, no, hold on. We haven't started it yet. They're like, what do you mean you're going to have a two-week? Because, see, most people, that's an extension. We just go ahead and say that that's normal.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing to me. Satan really doesn't get upset until after the first week.
Yeah.
We haven't, there's been many revivals that we've seen that we haven't seen any souls saved the first week. And then the second week, the floodgates open.
Yeah.
And some of them, well, some of them, if that second week wouldn't have started, you don't know that they would have ever got saved. Amen. And God's good. Listen, I don't care where you are tonight. I don't care what's going on. God's good.
Amen.
Amen. I was talking to Sister Sarah, and I'm not trying to keep going on the Washington, D.C., but you know what we need to start calling Washington, D.C.? Hollywood East.
Yeah. You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
I mean, there's enough drama there and enough acting going on. It should be Hollywood East. Amen. And, you know, none of that really matters. I know you're going, well, you know, preacher, we live in Pembroke, Georgia. Really? I mean, it doesn't really affect us much. If you really want to make some changes, you got to do local government. No, hold on a second. You really want to make changes, you just got to be obedient. Let God do it. Amen. He's still able. He still will. He still has a desire. I'm telling you, we need to wake up, church. We need to wake up. I had Lizzie's birthday's today. She's the same age as my mom. Amen. My mom's birthday's today. And so she's the same age as my mom. And she's done well. Amen. I didn't recognize she was 68. Amen. but she's done well. And I was talking to my mom earlier today. And, you know, she asked me, she said, what do you think about that? I said, it's not godly. The riots and everything yesterday, brother, last time I checked, riots are not God's people. That's not for God's people, amen? And neither is the confusion and the fear that's going on, amen, amen. All right, got a choir song?
Yes, sir.
What are we singing?
Thank God I'm free.
Thank God. Amen, all right.
We haven't done that yet. I didn't write notes on this.
Anyway, it's one of our good ones, our real good ones. Let's do it in A-flat. You want to do it in A-flat?
No.
What you want to do it in G? You want to do it in G?
That's fine.
Which one
do
you want
to do it in what we normally do? Or I can play it in F.
I can do it in G.
That's fine.
I tell you, we hadn't done it so long. I about forgot. It's been a long time. You have had regular choir so long. Is it G? Thank you. Anyway, it'll sound good. G always sounds good in everything. Just about. Once in a while, you mess up. Everybody got it? Here we go. Page 14.
For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, and then I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm glad that I found out He would bring me out to His saving power. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's taken his flight. Like a blind man that wretched beggar to have fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out his holy name. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. And I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's a good song. The day that I found out I was up in bondage, and I wound up learning about a Savior died on the cross for my sins.
Amen.
And He set me free.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to page number 363 in our hymn books.
Amen.
Page number 363, Wonderful Words of Life. Let's stand, please, when you get there.
Appreciate everyone's faithfulness, by the way. I really do. I appreciate your faithfulness to come, be a part of. I know we've had many that have been faithful on YouTube. Praise the Lord. Stay with us through the struggles of trying to keep technology up in spirituality.
Amen.
That's what I feel like we're trying to do. We're trying to get YouTube to be spiritual too. It's just as hard as getting Christians to be. Amen. And so be patient with us, those that are watching online, and I appreciate the faithfulness there, and continue to promote it. I think we were at 144 subscribers when I looked this afternoon, and praise the Lord for that. I know you say, preacher, we're a long ways off. That's all right. Keep it going. God will keep adding to it, and all we can do is be faithful and let Him give the increase. Is that not what the Bible tells us, that some plant, some water, but God gives the increase? Amen. And so all we've got to do is go plant and water, and God will give the increase. Amen. And so I encourage you, keep promoting it. Amen. All right, you got a song? Amen.
I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. Have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch was what I longed for. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch was what I longed for. You have given life to me. You have given life to me.
To do whatever, and every once in a while you look, and instead of a Q, you got a Z or something like that. Amen. So you don't know what to do. Praise the Lord. It is good to be back in the Lord's house. I trust you had a wonderful day. It was a beautiful day. It was a beautiful day, for it was the day that the Lord hath made. Amen. And praise God for it. It's good to see you all. I tell you, the smiles look real nice tonight, amen, and we praise God for that, and I tell you, the Lord is, He is, we say it all the time, but it's because He is so good, amen. Open your Bibles tonight to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter number 6, and we'll begin reading with verse number 5, very familiar text, very familiar happening tonight. I preached about, I'm trying to think now, probably 4 years ago, right around 4 years ago, I preached a message on the faith, our own faith, and we used Noah on preaching about faith. That's an easy one, amen? And had a good time, I remember that. And tonight we want to talk about being peculiar. A peculiar man. We need to be peculiar. Amen. It's more than just being different. God uses the word peculiar. A lot of people are different and some are indifferent. Amen. But very few are peculiar. Peculiar in the sense that, and it doesn't mean, sometimes folks will say, well, that could mean this, that could mean. No, when God's using it, He's using it in one direction. He's talking about a people. Or an individual, with Noah. He's talking about an individual or people, a church.
Right.
Amen? Wouldn't it be neat to be known as the church around Pembroke as the peculiar church?
Right.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
You say, I don't know if I want to be called that. Well, go ahead, but what do you think they're calling you?
Right. Yeah.
Amen? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Lord, to be noted as a peculiar person.
Yeah.
Or a peculiar church. Brother Jeff, wouldn't it be neat to go around and maybe meet someone somewhere and as you're introducing yourself, you say, I'm Brother Jeff Spencer, I'm the pastor of, and they interrupt you and say, oh, you're the pastor of that Northside Baptist Church, aren't you? You know, that's a peculiar church.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'd do? I'd hug their neck and shout and praise the Lord. They'd have to chase me down and say, what's that all about? Amen. It thrilled me to know that I am peculiar.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. And yet we ought to be. So we want to talk about that tonight. Genesis chapter 6. Will you stand with us tonight? Beginning with verse number 5 in Genesis chapter number 6. The Bible says, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only continually, or evil continually. It was only evil continually. I mean, everything, every thought of man's heart, every conception of anything, my friend, was wicked and evil. That's all man could think about. Kind of sounds like today, doesn't it? I mean, the movies that they put out. We was watching this afternoon. We was watching a real good movie. I'm trying to remember the name. Oh, I know now. The Flintstones. I love those. Yeah. And it's the old Flintstones. Amen. And, it's good to be known as peculiar people. And you get to looking at them and the thoughts of somebody's mind when they wrote out the theme of the Flintstones and the story or stories of the Flintstones, someone was, in a sense, was simple-minded. And when I say in a sense, I don't mean simple-minded in they didn't know how to tie their shoes or anything like that. I'm talking about in the fact that they it was clean. It was good, wholesome entertainment. Amen? Well, the Bible says in Noah's day that was not so. And I'm going to tell you, this was a rerun that we were watching today. Amen? From years ago. And now, well, we made comment about it while we were there. Well, it would be wonderful if somebody just picked up the Flintstones and started writing some new episodes without Fred and Barney caught together somewhere.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
Without the women caught together in wickedness.
Right.
Amen? You know what I'm talking about. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I mean, wouldn't it be glorious if somebody just picked that up and kept on writing stories about Barney and Wilma, amen, and Fred and Wilma, God help me, blew it all away, amen. Fred, Betty, I just want to see who else knew about the Flintstones, amen. Betty and Barney, and instead of Pebbles having two mommies and two daddies.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
If someone, I believe it'd be a hit.
Yeah.
I really do. I believe it'd be a hit. They just started rerunning all those old shows. Because most people have never, I mean, just now, when I said the Flintstones, some of you are thinking, what is that?
Yeah.
Amen? Well, but here in the Bible, at this particular time, their thoughts were evil. I think about today, the movies that they make are so wicked. I mean, they'll take a good movie with a good subject and they gotta stick stuff in there that makes it filthy. And it don't add to the movie at all. I mean, I don't care if you're lost. It still don't add to the movie. As a matter of fact, most of the time it don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
You know, you say, well, why do they do that? Because every imagination of the thoughts of their hearts was only evil continually. That's exactly the reason. They're wicked and they can't write anything without putting something vulgar in it, my friend. That's the way it was in Noah's day. Listen what happened. The Bible says then in verse 6, and it repented the Lord that He had made man on the earth, and it grieved Him at His heart. It broke the very heart of God. It hadn't been long up until this time that God had created Adam and Eve and put them in that garden. And now God, what a disappointment with Adam and Eve. Amen? And now we come right into here's Noah's day, and he looks at people, and here's what God's got to say about them. Every imagination was continually evil. Boy, bless God's heart. Amen. Boy, aren't you glad that we're not God? I would have given up on man back yonder. And I destroyed every one of them. And that would have been it. You say, but then you would have turned around and recreated. No! Are you kidding? No, I would not have. You wouldn't be here tonight.
Right.
Aren't you glad I'm not God?
Amen.
Amen. No matter how hard we try to be, we're still not.
Right.
Amen. But it repented the Lord. And that ain't all. That's not it. That's not the end of it. It's not just that it repented the Lord that He'd made man and it grieved Him at His heart. It was not just that. But look what else happened. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. God came to the same conclusion that Danny Long came to. I'm going to destroy them. Every one of you is going to be destroyed. Amen? But I like verse number 8. I love verse number 8. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
At a time where God was looking at man and seeing his wickedness and it repenteth him, and my friend, it grieved him in his heart, my friend, and he condemned man to death. All of a sudden he looks in the eyes of one individual that was very peculiar.
Yes.
He was unlike any other man on the face of the earth. But let me remind you of this. He was man.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
He was all man.
Yes.
He wasn't all man and all God. He was the one that was all man.
Right.
Jesus was all man and all God.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
But this man, Noah, was human.
Yes.
He was flesh and blood.
Right.
My friend, listen. But he was very peculiar.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you tonight, Lord, that, Father, we too can be peculiar. Lord, in a wicked world, we can still be, the opportunity that is given to us to be peculiar. Lord, help us to desire this tonight. Lord, help us with a message now and speak to our hearts and deal with the Christians tonight about being drawn closer and deal with the lost about coming to know you as their personal Savior. And we'll thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All through the Bible, we look, you can be seated. Look with me in Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy tonight, look with me in Deuteronomy and chapter number 7. Deuteronomy chapter number 7. In Deuteronomy chapter number 7 and verse number 6, the Bible says this, "For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth." God has always reached out and chosen people. You know who He's chosen? He's chosen people that were peculiar. Amen. You say, but He makes them peculiar. But why does He make them peculiar? Because in their heart, they want to be peculiar.
Right.
Amen. Don't you want to be peculiar? Amen. Look with me in Exodus. I want you to see these scriptures tonight. Amen. Exodus chapter number 19. Exodus chapter number 19 and verse number 5. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 19 and verse number 5, "Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." Oh, God says we're a peculiar treasure. Amen? I mean, we won't do it, but we can just go on and on. Titus, in the book of Titus, the Bible calls us a peculiar people.
Right.
And He even says this there. He says we're zealous of good works.
Right. Yeah.
That's what makes us peculiar.
Right.
Is because of the works that we do. Amen? It's not that we, my friend, we're peculiar because we work and we get saved by our works, my friend, but we're peculiar because we love God and we trust Him as our Savior, my friend, and we become peculiar. Why? Because our acts, our works begin to glorify God and show God. Amen? Our work shows God to a lost and dying world. Amen? And my friend, listen, that's what makes us right with God. Amen? Thank the Lord tonight. On and on in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 tells us we're a chosen generation, a peculiar people. I mean, 1 Peter 2 and 9 tells us again that we're a chosen people. Amen? Peculiar. We're peculiar. I mean, that's what we ought to be. Hey, this ought to be the average. It ought to be it ought not be the extraordinary. But it ought to be the average. The sad thing is, it wasn't the average in Noah's day, nor was it in Israel's day, nor was it, and you fill in the rest of them, amen? Nor is it today. It's not an ordinary thing, but it should be. We should be a peculiar people. Why? Because we serve a peculiar God. Amen. He's different from all the other gods in His actions. Shouldn't we be that way?
Yes.
Amen? Peculiar. I'm thankful for this peculiar man named Noah.
Right.
I mean, when you get to thinking about Noah and in his day, my friend, he probably was known in his community and in that area as that crazy old man, that old-fashioned, we kind of hit old-fashioned the other night, and they probably noted him as an old-fashioned man. That old man down yonder with the old beard. Well, I believe back in those days they all had one. Probably even some of the women. But anyway, He was noted by everybody. I'm sure the young people knew all about old Noah, and they called him old fashioned. That word peculiar would have fit Noah very well. He was very peculiar. Peculiar in his actions. I mean, he wouldn't have made a very good neighbor because he wouldn't have come over and cooked out with you and drank a beer. Amen. I mean, he wouldn't have been well liked down there, my friend, at the Gooses and Ganders, whatever the clubs was. Amen. He wouldn't have fit in down there. Why? Because he wouldn't have done the things that those men did.
Yeah, right.
Amen. I think about that. How peculiar, how different Noah was. He was different in everything that he did, my friend. Why? Because his actions were different. But then I think about this, and we're going to get to the message somewhere down the line tonight, amen. I think about not only Noah, but I think about Miss Noah.
Yeah.
She had to be a peculiar woman.
Sure.
Amen. I believe that she looked at that husband of hers and she said, I'm going to follow you.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow you closely.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
I mean, I believe she didn't have the book of Ephesians to read up on how a woman is supposed to be,
right,
how a wife is supposed to be.
Right.
But you know what? Listen to me. She didn't need the Scriptures,
right,
so to speak, because she had the same God in her heart.
Amen.
Amen. But I believe she had purposed in her heart to live for God by submitting herself,
yes,
to her husband.
Yes.
I believe she said, I'm not in competition with him for his position in the house.
Right. Right.
Amen. She said, I've got my own position to fill.
Yeah.
I'm too busy being a peculiar wife to try to be a peculiar husband.
Right. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm too busy doing what God wants my husband to tell me to do.
Right. Yeah.
Well, sure, quite now and then.
Yeah.
Some of you men are going to have a bruised rib if you keep hollering, amen. Amen. I believe she was very peculiar. I mean, even if old Noah had a slip and fall, and when I say that, I'm talking about had messed up and failed the Lord. My friend, I don't believe she was one that came to him and said, well, I can do a better job than you can do.
Yeah.
I believe, my friend, she knew her place. Now, I know that's a term a lot of women don't like. And that's the whole problem. Because you've got a place.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, my husband does and he doesn't. Oh, so you are in competition,
yeah,
with your husband. You are trying to be the man of the house. You better look out. God may have just let you have it.
Right.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's the reason we got the president we got tonight.
Right.
Folks wanted him.
Right.
He said, I'll just let you have it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You can take that any way you want to. I know how I'm in it. Listen, but not only do I think about Miss Noah, I think of the Noahettes. Them boys. And we'll go ahead, and their wives. They were peculiar. They was known in their area for their peculiarness. For their actions. Amen. I mean, if there had been a movie house down the road, they would have been known as those crazies that wouldn't have gone.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
They would have been known for dressing godly,
right,
even in an ungodly time.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Isn't it something we can't get away from that because it's an ongoing argument?
Yeah.
Amen. Why can't we just accept God's will and go on?
Right.
I believe they were a peculiar family.
Yeah.
I believe the whole countryside knew about old Noah and Miss Noah and the Noahettes. I mean, they knew all about them. I believe not just in their present location, my friend, that they were known, but I believe after a while it reached out yonder and way off over yonder. And somebody would come by and see this crazy old man out there building a boat. Amen. And watched, and they'd see him as he mashed his finger.
Yep.
That must have been terrible.
Yep.
They didn't have the hammers we got today. Amen. But they watched as he would match his finger, get a splinter, and instead of curse words going out of his mouth, he'd praise the Lord and say, "Dear God, help me, Lord, to just be all I can be for you." Amen? Peculiar. Peculiar. Yeah, you say, "Oh, you can't do that." Hey, Noah's hollering tonight saying, "Oh, yes, you can. I was." This whole Old Testament that we want to discard tonight is a testament of we can do.
Right. Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
It's a testament of we can do.
Yes.
We're hollering, "We can't do, I can't do." And the Old Testament hollers out, "We can do."
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Right. Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, listen, they were a peculiar family. Wouldn't it be something if we became that peculiar family? Boy, I mean, folks must have not liked it. You say, now whether you keep talking about that, they didn't like it. Where do you get that? Because every imagination of their heart was continually evil.
Right. Yeah.
And it disrupts you, my friend, from being evil and wicked when somebody righteous comes along in your presence.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know what? We won't like it.
Right. Right.
That's where that word will penetrate and cut them to the heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Not prick, it will
right.
cut.
Right.
Why? They were consumed upon their with their own lust upon the things of this world.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it was their passion. It was their everyday life. It was from moment to moment. Let's just think of wicked things. That's what the Bible is saying.
Yeah.
And here's a family. A whole family.
Yeah. Yeah.
A whole family.
Yeah.
Why, Brother Danny, I can't do that. I'll be all alone. Get your whole family to live godly. Get your whole family to be peculiar. Then you won't be alone. Quit hollering, "I'll be all alone." Oh, shut up. I'm sorry, dear. It slipped. Oh, hush. Same results, isn't it? Amen. Oh, listen to me. I mean it. Just, hey, listen to me. Though the world be that way, we don't have to be that way. Boy, Noah had a good excuse, didn't he? Well, everybody else is doing it. Noah didn't even consider everybody else. I believe Noah was kind of like old Joshua as for me in my house.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
I believe he's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them old peculiar guys.
Yeah.
Amen? You say, "But Brother Danny, folks are not going to like me. They're not going to associate." Young people, you're going to have to say it like this. Well, other young people they think you're weird. I don't want to do that. I don't want to withdraw from everybody else. You don't have to. You don't have to withdraw. You don't have to back up one inch from everybody else. They'll run from you.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll run from you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, folks, listen to me. I'm sure that the young people were kind of scared of because of the stories that must have been told about that crazy old man building that boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a hermit of some kind, some sort. I can't put my finger on it. And I can understand them not being able to do that because there's nobody else like them.
Right.
Do you know the Noahs down the road?
Yeah.
Well, there ain't nobody else like them.
Right.
And probably they trained and taught their little children wicked and evil things concerning the Noahs.
Right. Right.
Amen. But there was the boys, amen, Shem, Ham, and another ram. Amen. Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Yeah.
I mean, here they were, and their wives, my friend, that were peculiar. And folks must have said, "I want to go. I want to get away from them. I want to stay away from them. I don't want to have anything to do with them." Kids are saying, "I don't want to be around them." Boy, listen, if they'd have come to their school, they would have been bullied.
Yeah.
They would have been bullied.
Right.
The other students would have bullied them because they were peculiar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we get a break here from this between classes. Let's go out behind the building out there. I suppose they still do that. I know we did it when I was a young boy. God help me and God forgive me. Let's go out yonder and let's smoke one. Let's go out yonder and take us a little nip, a drink. Huh? Oh, the Noahs We don't do that. Oh, yeah, we know you don't do that. You don't do nothing, do you? I mean, y'all are the holier-than-thou group, and you think you're too good for the rest of us. And, boy, I tell you, y'all, you must be miserable. Y'all, bless your heart, you can't even watch a good TV show, amen? I mean, one with the killing and the stabbing and the shooting and all this other stuff, the cussing and the carrying on. You can't even watch a decent movie like that. Yeah, you're weird. No, peculiar. But let me tell you, we're jumping ahead. We may have to forget this message, amen? But let me tell you something. I wonder what they thought when the rains started falling. Huh? I wonder what the neighbors thought, Brother Jeff. They had laughed and mocked him. Oh, Brother Noah, they had mocked him and made fun of him. His whole family were outcast. They didn't fit in anywhere, my friend, with this society. All of it, and I mean, when Noah would tell them there's going to come a flood, he'd have to explain to them what a flood was. Amen? I mean, it had never rained upon the face of the earth. The dew came up in the evenings, my friend, and watered the grass and the plants. It had never rained. They knew, they had no idea what a rain was, let alone a flood. Noah had to explain that to them. And my friend, I can see him as he would tell them about this great rain that's coming, this flood that's coming. Amen? I mean, it'd be like about like us down here in South Georgia. All of a sudden, we get the report that it's going to snow, and it's going to be about 24 inches of snow. We would make fun of that weather person, wouldn't we? Wouldn't we? Oh, it ain't going to come right now. It's going to come somewhere in the future, but we're going to have it. Well, every time that nut got up and said something about snow, we'd have everybody sitting around there thinking, hey, yeah, Jeff, yeah, this Danny, yeah, that nut's on TV again. People talk about that snowstorm, tune in. He is about dumber than a rock. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. That weirdo dresses weird. Yeah, one's got clothes on all the time. Amen. No. They ain't got no metal hanging out their nose.
That's right.
No, they ain't got none. No, his boys, no, they don't have them tattoos.
That's right. Yeah.
No, they're really peculiar.
Yeah.
But tune in and watch them.
Yeah.
We'll laugh. We'll have a laugh. I'll get back with you.
Yeah.
Huh? That's the way it happens, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is. Boy, what an idiot.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah.
What is this? Boy, all of a sudden the rains are falling.
Yeah.
Don't you know them sons and their wives? They're in that ark.
Yeah.
That rain begins to fall. And they're turning to each other, telling each other thank you. What do you mean thank you for your encouragement during these days?
Yes.
When everything was discouraging, thank you for being my encouragement.
Right.
And them husbands looking at them wives and saying, honey, thank you for sticking with me.
Yeah.
Boy, there ain't nothing like an old boy, an old man. And when I say old man, I'm not talking about old like Brother James. I'm just talking about, pray for him, he's got a sore throat. Amen. Sound like he's got the COVID. I don't know. Move that string over a little bit further. Amen. Oh, listen. Can you imagine? I mean, they're laughing about them that old man. All this stuff is going on. And old brother Noah and the boys they're looking at their wives and saying, thank you. There ain't nothing any worse than a man discouraged without a woman to encourage him. I'm serious. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Now, he does the finest job.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know how he works?
Yeah.
Let me say, you might want to argue with me, and that's okay, but he works through Miss Pam.
Yeah.
So you better watch out when she talks to you.
Amen.
She means business. Amen. No, really, don't you know that they were thanking each other?
Yeah.
They'd lived a life of misery. they had. The only joy they had, well, that's about enough, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was with the Lord.
Right. Yeah.
And isn't that what we got today?
Sure. Yeah.
But then God gives us family.
Right. Yeah.
Boy, don't you know those men looked at that little woman, hugged her up tight and said, honey, thank you. It's been a while. It's been a long time. We're building this ark day after day. It's been a long, I've heard so much hollering and filthiness from people, names they were calling us. You stuck with me all through all of this. Honey, thank you. I just hear that little woman look up to him and say, oh, but you're my hero. You're the one that drove all those spikes or nails or wooden dowels. Whatever they used, I don't think it was a DeWalt or nothing like that. Amen. Yeah, oh, don't you know it? Amen. They wouldn't have argued about anything. They'd have just shot some of them folks. Said, oh, missed that too by. Amen. Amen. I'm sorry. Don't get me started. I enjoy trying to preach. Amen. But listen, I'm serious. I believe this happened. Why wouldn't it? It happens today. Amen. We give thanks for our spouse, don't we? Our helpmeet. Hallelujah. If you say, well, I don't. Well, you ain't macho, you a domo. Amen. You ought to give thanks. Now, I just see them and say, they're saying to him, honey, you're my hero. You drove those nails, those spikes again, whatever. You drove those things. How did you know to do that? How did you know where to put one of them? I mean, if you'd have given me one and said, put that over right over yonder, I'd have took that thing and I would have went over there and I would have laid it down. You told me to. What are you doing? You told me to put it over there. And I meant nail it in the wall. Amen? Listen, but don't you know she was building him up and thanking him? And don't you know here's Noah and Miss Noah? As they're thanking one another and hugging on one another, you got to understand, there's folks outside drowning.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They're dying. And Brother Noah looks at Miss Noah and he says, you know, there was times, hon, I just didn't think it was going to turn out right.
Yeah.
You remember that little bit of time there that seemed like everything we wanted them to do, they wanted to go the opposite way. Remember that time? I was about ready to give up on them boys, but would you look at them?
Yeah. Yeah.
They leave them for the Lord.
Yeah.
They love God like we love God. Yeah. I don't know where they got it from. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes I wonder where ours got it from. I think, well, it must have been the babysitter we had. And then I realize we didn't have one.
That's right.
Amen. The live-in maid.
Yeah.
She, boy, every time she had a chance, she snuck a verse of Scripture in their hearts.
Right.
We didn't have a live-out maid, let alone a live-in.
Right.
Amen. Must have been God working through Mom and Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, Brother Danny, I wish you wouldn't talk about my kids are wayward. Okay. So what are you going to do? Feel sorry for yourself the rest of your life? You going to make yourself miserable so that they'll never see Christ in your life?
Right.
Is that what you're trying to do? Well, you're doing it. You're working out real good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Not only were folks out there dying, they were drowning.
Yeah.
When death has hit them, they end up in hell.
Right. Yeah. You're right.
They end up in hell. It's not just the suffering of drowning
right. And
the few moments of seeing their children bobbing and all of a sudden gone, little babies. You say, oh, that did happen too.
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't just seeing that happen for a little while. But it's that now. Listen to me. You know what happened? You remember when the Bible tells us about the story of the man, the rich man in hell lift up his eyes being in torments, and God told him, said, remember thou?
Yeah.
You know what? Listen to me. the things that happened in their life, God stamped it in their minds that they're going to remember from now on.
Right.
Can you imagine being in hell? Bad enough, but all you can see is that little girl or that little boy you had bobbing up and down in the water and then disappearing.
Right.
Over and over and over and over. Talking about hell, that's hell.
Right.
And I'm not cussing. I'm telling you of a real place.
Right.
You say, I don't believe it. The bad thing is, some of you are not going to believe until it's too late.
Right.
They believe then. I believe they were outside that ark, clawing on the sides of it, my friend, getting more than splinters up between their fingernails and the meat of their fingers.
Right.
My friend, because they were clawing, trying to get in. I mean, some of them wasn't even near the door. They're still trying to claw and get in that thing. But they didn't make it.
Yeah.
Right. They died.
Yeah.
And went to hell.
Yeah.
I just seen Noah and them on the inside. You can think what you want and say, well, how cruel, how awful, how bad. They're inside and they're rejoicing. I believe, my friend, the animals are making such a noise and the rain's making such a noise they can't even hear those people screaming and hollering.
Yeah.
I don't believe it affected them at all. I believe they were so happy and excited about God had used them because they had used God. Amen. I believe they were so excited about it. Man, I believe Noah says, all right, let's go and feed. And boy, here they went. They started feeding. I mean, the flood's still out there just a-beating and the waters are rising and coming down too. Amen. All this is happening. Man, they begin to feed. They look at those animals and they say, oh, God, you're so good to us. Lord, you're so, look here what you preserved, Lord. Oh, how wonderful. And believe in eternal security. Are you kidding me? You saved these animals. Amen. You can certainly keep me. Amen. I believe they're having a hallelujah time. Amen. Do you realize when we get to heaven, we're not going to be burdened anymore with any lost souls?
Right.
Take it the way you want to, but it's a fact. Amen. Because it won't be heaven if you didn't think about somebody that went to hell.
Right. Right.
Amen. But oh, here they are. And those people out there that thought they were old fogey, old folks, amen. Now, don't you know that they wish? Oh, I wish I'd have had a father like that.
Right. Yeah, right.
Amen. Well, I tell you, I wish this house was full of young people. Because I'm going to tell you, you better be thankful for the parents you've got, for their love and their concern about your souls. You better stop and think. You right now, you may think, oh, they won't let me have any fun. Hey, those folks outside that ark drowning, my friend, that's not fun.
Right.
Oh, no, it's not fun. Those boys on the inside, which are young men now, my friend, they're the ones having fun.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. They're the ones having fun. Got all those pets to take care of.
Right.
Amen. They're the ones having fun. I mean, they got it. I just see those boys. They run up to Brother and Miss Noah, and they hug them and say, Mom and Dad, I want to thank you for those times that I wanted to go wayward. I just wanted to go my way. Oh, the group that I was running with, they about talked me into leaving and getting out and going with them. I want to thank y'all, Mom and Dad, for being so faithful. I want to thank you for loving me. I want to thank you for not giving in to this wicked world. We got some real young ones. Amen. Real young ones. Oh, my friend, listen to me. You live for God. Let them think what they may for a while.
Yeah.
Amen. Just live. Just put God in them. Just put God in them. Just put God in them. Just keep on putting God in them. You say, Brother Nanny, I don't want to run them off. I'll tell you a sure way of running them off. Don't put God in them. Amen. Just don't put any God in them at all. That's a surety that you'll run them off. Amen. Because they'll have something to run to. Though it won't, it's not everlasting, but they'll have something to run to because you didn't teach them that Jesus is the one. You say, well, I know, but you can give them too much of Jesus. Where did you get that from? The only one that I think that would spread a nasty rumor like that is the old devil. That old smutty face. Old Satan. That old dragon.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
You can't give somebody too much of Jesus.
Right.
That's like loving somebody too much. You can't love somebody too much. My goodness gracious. Oh, Here's old Brother Noah, the family. You know what they're having? A revival. They spent all those years building that ark. Getting those animals there ready to go in. I mean, getting everything in place. Boy, don't you know it was dragging them down? I'm being honest. Every day, hey, they wasn't every day getting up and say, oh, boy, I'm glad we get to build again today. Oh, we preachers would say, well, they ought to. Yeah, and I ought to, but some days I don't do that.
Right.
Amen. Some days I get up and I feel like you do.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like going today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
So what do? You press on.
Right. Right.
You just go on anyway. Amen. And that's what they did. They just went on anyway. Well, you know what? They're having revival. After all the toiling, you know, all of the work that they've done and all the burdens they've carried. They carried the burdens. I believe Noah and his family have been praying for those other folks.
Sure.
You say, but Brother Danny, God didn't answer their prayers. Oh, listen to me. God did answer their prayers.
Yeah.
You say, well, how many got saved? None.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I believe, my friend, just as sure as Noah and his family got on that ark, anyone else could have got on there.
Yes, right. Yes.
What are you saying? I don't believe God predestined them to die in that flood.
Right.
That's not predestination.
Right.
My friend, listen to me. I believe that God gave them the same opportunity. That's the reason he was a preacher. Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Right.
If he didn't preach to them people, who did he preach to? It wasn't to them animals.
Right.
It was to the people.
Yes.
They had a choice.
Yes.
They had a choice. And they chose not to believe God. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yes.
No one else looked for that. They were looking for wickedness.
Right. Yes. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my friend, listen. Let's be a peculiar people. Let's you and I, let's promise to be peculiar. Young people, I know y'all are my grandchildren. So just shut up and listen to me. Excuse me, dear. Listen. Be a peculiar person. Don't be... Young people, today, you know what? They don't want to be like everybody else. They want to be their own person. And I've watched them, and as they're being their own person, they're like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I'm going to get me some tattoos.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to ring here and ring here and ring here. Amen. I think we ought to take them and weld them all together. Amen. Amen. It don't mean you're going to hell if you got a tattoo. Some folks got them stupid things before they ever had a chance to even know better. Amen. And you won't go to hell because of it. Tattoos don't send folks to hell.
Right.
Earrings, queer rings, whatever you might call them,
right.
They won't send you to hell.
Right.
But there's no need looking like you're going there if
right.
you're not going there.
Right. That's right.
We don't need those as markers on us.
Yeah.
What we need is a peculiar life.
Yeah. Right.
You want to stand out and you want to be different? You want to show folks that you're strong? Live for God.
Right.
Adults! You want to show folks that you're strong? Live for God.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody will pick on you. You know why? They know you can take it. But they can't pick on everybody else in the world. Why? They can't take it.
Yeah.
Why? They're wimps. They're sissies.
Right.
Amen. They won't follow the Lord Jesus Christ because they can't stand the pressure.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be strong in the Lord and in His might. Amen. God will bless you for it. And one day you'll look back and you'll see all the things that I believe God's keeping a big old family movie going. And He'll show it one day. And you'll see all those things Mom and Dad did. All those things that your grandparents did. Amen. And all those things that your church did. All those things your pastor did to love you and to show you that you're loved and to help you and to strengthen you. And you'll see all of that. And though you laughed and you made fun of it when you were younger, my friend, all of a sudden you see how important it was. And you'll just want to hug on them and thank them and say, praise the Lord, God put these folks in my life to make me a Christian. Peculiar person.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Moms and dads, you better hang on.
Yeah.
Why? Your children are going to grow up and they're needing the Lord.
Yeah.
And they're needing help, my friend.
Yeah.
And God gives us help through our family. And sometimes it's the church family.
Right.
We'll always think. We used to take our children all the time. We'd go with preach meetings, and this before we was ever evangelists, we'd take them, we'd bring them over here to Emmanuel Baptist Church before I ever knew there was a North Side. We'd take them over there as young. Hey, our daughter was about the age of Lydia right now. She's 11 years old, amen? And our daughter was about that, her mom was that age when we started coming over here to Emmanuel. We'd bring them in, and we'd bring them in for Sunday school. We'd come in for Sunday school. Everywhere we go to Sunday school. It's important. You say, well, yeah, but your kids are grown. What do you go to Sunday school now for? Because I'm just a little student of the Word of God. 71-year-old student. You say, well, you're dumb. Maybe, but I'm getting smarter every day. It's bad to be dumb and be dumb, same dumb tomorrow as you was today. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. We'd take them, and now we're back in a lot of those churches that we used to go to when our family was young. And I always thank them for helping us raise our children. Because every Sunday school class they went in, they heard the Word of God taught. That helped me and Miss Pam. Amen. Oh, keep them in church. Get them in Sunday school. And when they get old enough to be on their own, you keep going to Sunday school so you let them know, hey, it don't wear out.
Right.
Hey, you don't get too old for Sunday school.
Right.
Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, listen to me. But I just see folks as the families, they're thinking one another. Oh, Noah's thinking his wife, and she's thinking him. The boys are thinking their wives. And then the boys are thinking Mom and Dad. Because they've been a peculiar family. And now, they're safe. They're safe. Amen. Boy, isn't it good to have your family saved and safe. Amen. What about you? You say, but Brother Danny, you still don't get it. Some of my children are out yonder wayward. Well, isn't it something God's given you another opportunity to pray for them? And to live for Him? So that as you pray for them and live for Him, He can bless your prayers.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. You never know what God's going to do.
Right.
You never know what God's going to do.
Right.
Don't give up on Him. Don't get to feeling sorry for yourself, putting yourself down where you ain't worth nothing. Listen, you're not doing yourself any good and you're not doing your family any good.
Right.
Stand up!
Yeah.
And live for Jesus.
Right.
Let's all stand tonight. Everyone standing, every head bowed, every eye closed tonight. As God speaks to your heart, would you obey Him tonight? Would you just do that? Just listen to God tonight. Father, Lord, we ask in the lovely name of Jesus that You'd help us to be that peculiar person. I'm sure Noah, I'm sure he didn't consider himself a peculiar person, but he was. I'm sure his wife didn't think so. The boys and their wives, I'm sure they didn't think that they were peculiar. But Lord, they were. And I want to thank You for them. I know I can't talk to the dead. Thank You, Lord. I don't want to. But God, I don't know how to put this. But I guess the best way to do it is say, thank You, God, for putting Noah in my life. I know this is thousands of years ago. But You still put Him in my life as an example that I can be peculiar in this day and time in which we live. Lord, I want to thank You. I thank You, Lord, for Miss Noah, for being a peculiar wife to show my wife that she too can be peculiar. Our children, Lord, thank you for putting them in our lives. Same thing, Lord. God, you're so good. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for that grace that Noah found in your eyes. Thank you, Lord. God, help us tonight. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Would you keep your heads bowed as the pastor takes the invitation?